We've been talking about him. Who could it be? It is Jesus. That's right. Jesus, God's Son, was sent by the Father to come and show the world just how much he loved us. Last week, when Trevor spoke, he told us about the fact that Jesus calls himself, which means if we want to know Jesus, if we want to know the Father, we have to know Jesus and we have to believe in him. But in today's Bible story, we are learning that Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Every time I say Jesus is, I want you to respond by saying the Good Shepherd. So let's give that a practice. Jesus is
the Good Shepherd.
Great. Who can tell me, if we look at this first picture, what is a shepherd? Looking at that picture, very simple. What could a shepherd be? Very good. It's like you know all the answers. It's someone. Let's go on to the first slide to show us the picture. It's someone that looks after sheep. Well, if Jesus is our shepherd, then what does that make us? His sheep. Exactly. Many of us, I know, live in London. We live here in the city. Or we might live in a smaller town, which means we don't always see many sheep. But did you know that actually we are a lot like sheep? I wonder if you can tell me in what ways are we? Now, let me tell you the story about this. It appeared on the website because apparently it was a sheep that was so desperate to get to the bottom of the bucket to get the food that he got his head stuck and the ring of the bucket stuck around his neck, and that's how it happened. So we are a lot like sheep. I wonder, in what ways are we like sheep? Is there anybody that can maybe have a think? Why are we a lot like sheep? Okay, I'll tell. Say again. Don't worry, I'll help you guys. We are a lot like sheep because sheep are helpless. They need someone to guide them. In fact, they need someone to protect them and help them. Without a shepherd, sheep would be lost. They wouldn't have anyone to follow, anyone to guide them. Did you know that without Jesus, we would be lost? Jesus came to earth to lead all of God's lambs, that's us, to lead all of God's people back to the place where they had always been close to God's heart. In fact, Jesus gave up his life for us so that we could be close to God again, so close that we could actually hear his heartbeat. And that's the place where you belong. That's the place where we feel most safe. Close to God's heart. Jesus is? That's it. Now, I'd love for us to think about some of the ways in which a shepherd looks after his sheep. I thought of three ways. A shepherd guides, protects, and helps. So firstly, a shepherd guides his sheep. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you walk around and you see a sheep, often they have their noses to the ground. They're just concerned about what they want to eat and getting the food, that they often forget about what's going on around them and they don't see where they are going, which means they can easily get lost and wander off. And so the shepherd has to go and get them and use his rod and gently guide them back to the flock. In the same way, we are a lot like sheep. We don't always know what's going on around us because, in fact, sometimes there's so much going on around us, so much noise, so many things that we think we have to do that we forget about God and we forget about the things that he actually wants us to do. And so we need the Holy Spirit to gently guide us back and remind us of Jesus again. Also, did you know that sheep can't see very well? They actually live mostly, mainly by their hearing. They depend on their shepherd to help them not go astray. In the land where Jesus lived, shepherds also called their sheep by name, exactly by a name. And the sheep knew the shepherd's voice. If you had to mix two flocks of sheep and the shepherd had to call out the names of his sheep, even though they were mixed, the sheep would know exactly which shepherd to go to because they know the voice of their shepherd. In the same way, also the shepherd knows their names and he knows everything about them. So much so, if you had to blindfold the shepherd, he would know exactly what each sheep felt like and sound by their cry, if they are in trouble, if they are lost, or if they are sick. Jesus knows us by name. He calls each of us to come to him and follow him. He knows everything about you, and he loves you exactly the way that you are. And he knows when you are sad, or when you're happy, or when you are lonely. Jesus is
a good shepherd.
So we know a good shepherd guides his sheep. Secondly, we know that a good shepherd protects his sheep. Did you know that when the sheep sleep outside at night, the shepherd would also sleep with them? He'd gather all the sheep into the sheep pen, and then in front of the gate, he would place himself, and that's where he would sleep for the night. And he does that to make sure that the sheep don't wander out at night and get lost, so that they're all in one place. But he also does that to make sure that no wild animals can come and attack the sheep. So in fact, he is looking after the sheep with his own life. The sheep are helpless. If someone wanted to eat them, would they be able to protect themselves? No, because they don't have claws, they don't have sharp teeth to fight back, they don't have any armor, they can't run really fast, and actually they're not very smart. So it's up to the shepherd to protect the defenseless sheep, especially at night. In the same way, you and I need God's protection. We can go to him, we can run to him when we are in trouble or when we are scared. He will comfort us. And Psalm 23 that we heard earlier said, when I walk through the scary, the lonely, the dark places, my shepherd knows where I am. He's right there with me. Jesus is
good shepherd.
Good shepherd guides his sheep, protects his sheep, and lastly, a good shepherd helps his sheep. Sometimes, like the little sheep that, what's his name again?
Sammy
that got stuck. Sometimes sheep when they're wandering in the grass, they can get stuck, and actually they get tangled up in brambles, and their fleece is so thick that the more they try and get out, the more they actually get stuck. So the only way of them getting out is if the shepherd comes and frees them. Sometimes they'll fall over by themselves. So the shepherd has to lift them up. We need God to help us, just like the sheep need the shepherd to help them when they get in trouble. We need God to help us do the right things. Just like the shepherd saves the sheep, we need God to save us when we are in trouble. We need Jesus to save us from our sins. And he died for us so we could be forgiven of all our sins and live with him forever in heaven. Jesus is. So just like sheep need their shepherd to guide them, protect them, and help them, we need our good shepherd to guide us, to protect us, and help us. I want us now to quiet ourselves and close our eyes. And I want to read Psalm 23 again from the Jesus Storybook Bible. But I want to encourage you to let the words sink into your heart. And if it's helpful, you can even repeat them after me in your mind or in your heart. God is my shepherd, and I am his little lamb. He feeds me, he guides me, he looks after me. I have everything I need. Inside my heart is very quiet as lying still in soft green grass in a meadow by a little stream. Even when I walk through the dark, scary, lonely places, I won't be afraid because my shepherd knows where I am. He is here with me. He keeps me safe, he rescues me, he makes me strong and brave. He is getting wonderful things ready for me, especially for me, everything I ever dreamed of. He fills my heart so full of happiness, I can't hold it all inside. Wherever I go, I know God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love will go to. Thank you, Lord, that you know and you love each one of us. Amen.